earlier, one of these big black things that you see out in the yard, sometimes people boil clothes in it or...
Wash pot.
Wash pot. What about something, what would you call that thing right there on the heater?
Kettle.
A kettle smaller than a pot?
Yeah. Kettle's got a spout full of water out of it, the pot hasn't, it's just sits on the lid.
What would you call a container that you might keep cut flowers in? You might have one up on the mantel somewhere or on a table or something like that. Maybe a slender little thing.
Vase. A flower vase.
What's the difference between a vase and a flower pot?
Well, a vase is getting all this taller and most of the vases made out of vase. The other is different, made out of different things.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the eating utensils that you have at the plate, at your plate when you eat?
I have silver, mm-hmm. 9 and 4 spoons. Mm-hmm.
And you might, if you were serving steak, you might have to put a set of
steak knives.
After you've eaten a meal, what does your wife have to do with the dishes?
She cleans them up and washes them.
And after she washes them, she has to... Suppose you have to run clear water over them. You call that doing what?
Disinfecting.
Cold. Yeah, would you ever call that just she rinses the dishes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And after she... What do you call that rag or cloth that you use when you wash the dishes?
Dish cloth.
Uh-huh. What about that rag or cloth you use when you dry them?
Drying cloth.
What about that little square piece of cloth that you use when you bathe your face?
Wash rag.
And what about after you get through bathing, what about the bigger one that you use to dry off with?
Towel.
Now, in the kitchen, what do you call that, the thing that the water runs out of?
Faucet.
And if it was in the yard, what would you call it?
Sticker.
Have you ever seen some of these portable water containers that people use when they're working out on the highway?
Yeah.
What do you call the thing that the water comes through on those?
That's a water can. But I was in there.
Water can? Yeah. And what about, you know, the thing that you have to, sometimes you press a button and the water comes out?
Faucet.
Would you call that a faucet too? What you might say if you got up in the morning and you turned on your water in the bathroom and nothing came out, you might say, well, my goodness, it was so cold last night that the pipes...
Oh.
And they froze and if they broke open, they did what?
Water broke out.
Would you say the pipes burst?
Yeah.
What about if you bought a whole lot of flour, maybe bigger than a bag full, what would you probably buy it in? You know, one of these big wooden things with the wooden staves?
Yeah.
You ever seen a flour pack like that?
Yeah.
What else might you have packed in a barrel other than flour?
You used to get sugar and cook and sugar. Mm-hmm.
What about... You say syrup used to come in something like that?
Yeah, you used to make syrup and put it in barrels.
Do you have any particular name for a large lard can? Or a large can that molasses might come in?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard that called a stand? A stand of lard? Ever heard anybody say that?
Yeah, I did not have.
That's some kind of container?
Yeah.
What about if you had some... If you had some syrup and you wanted to pour it from a jug into a smaller bottle that had a